I constantly thought of this day before. I remembered when he took off his face. Behind that blonde hair, there was a bald green head. Behind those brown eyes, two red ones. And behind the nose, nothing. I shivered. After school, I went with Dana to her house. Paul, instead, stayed at school to make sure that Clyrig went home. When Dana and arrived at her house, there was no one there. "I hope Matt didn't take the key with him," said Dana. We went in. Dana went to her brother's room. I heard her open many drawers. I crossed my fingers. "Here it is!" Dana exclaimed. "Oh, great. Now let's go back to school," I said.